What holds it in there under the shed?
Well, them posts. The post is on each side.
Mm-hmm.
So it holds the top. Well, anything's put in down here, well, there's got enough braces in to hold it. And the hay sits right there where you put it till you get ready to move it.
Uh-huh. So you just throw the hay in under that, or do you have it in any sort of shape?
No. If it's loose hay, and get ready for it, you throw it out and take it out a lot for your cattle, or either somebody wants to buy a load and back up and sell him a load, and he drives out and goes to scale and weigh it, pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
You got more hay than you want.
Okay. Okay, when you first cut the hay, you know, then you let it dry, then you
Yeah.
rake it up in these little piles. What do you call that?
Windrows.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back then, take the bale and bale it.
Uh-huh. But before you did that, before they bale hay, you'd take a pitchfork and
You take a pitchfork and put it in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
When you rake it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then you didn't have no balers, or what few here they did have, you couldn't get in there, and the only way you do is take it up loose, and the first thing you had to do is cut it and let it cure like you wanted, then rake it,
mm-hmm.
then windrow, then go back and shock it,
mm-hmm.
then go back and get your wagon when you got it all shocked, drive up the shock and put it on the wagon, go on the barn with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any special places for keeping cows?
Mm-hmm.
Like places for them to get in under when it's raining?
Yes, some people have sheds in the lots.
What's a lot?
Lots is where they grow grass for the cattle to run on. Maybe 30 or 40 acres, maybe 60 acres in some lots, and maybe 100 acres in some lots. But they generally have a shed built in the lot, protect the cows, some from the weather, before they get back to the barn. And when they come to the barn, it's bad weather, they put them in the barn and feed them, then shut the door and keep them up all night. And that morning, if it ain't too cold, the weather looks like it, they come, the man that owns it come and turn them out.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, and
any special places for milking them?
Yes, you have a regular barn built to run.
A barn built what?
A barn, what they call a milk barn.
Uh-huh.
And some of them built mighty pretty. And they keep it clean. And some of them is built in the center where they milk the cow. I forgot what they call that. And the troughs where they eat out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they milk them by buckets,
mm-hmm.
by length and twisting. And they start the machine up, and they go along with the bucket and sit under the cows, then put that milk on the cow's tits and go on to the next one. Just keep going. If we've got 30,
mm-hmm.
we've got 10 on this side and 10 on this side.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a place where we had to stand.